This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
I'll tell you what annoys me is staying at other people's houses.
Oh yeah, awful.
Absolutely. Or even horrendous. The offer of staying at someone's house. When you know when you're like doing, well, I'm not going to say a town because then it might give away the person that I'm talking about. You know, when you're sort of like, oh, hello mate, I see you're in XYZ this weekend. You're welcome to stay at ours. And it's like, oh yeah, well I get a hotel. I say, yeah, but you know, you can stay at ours. And you're like, don't make this awkward.
Yes, yeah, you're right, yeah, absolutely. I'm with you.
Oh no, but you can stay at ours. It's like, a hotel is better than staying at yours.
Yeah, definitely.
I know it's meant in a nice way, but people, you turn up and they go, oh, I've got some food and I'm going to cook. You're like, for fuck's sake.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
I'd rather go out.
Yeah.
I don't want your weird, shitty chickpea curry or whatever it is. So, do you like lentils? Not really, mate, no.
Exactly, yeah.
But I'm not going to say no, am I? You're fucking leaning over a pot as we speak.
And now I've basically got, I've got to watch what you want to watch.
And now you're giving me some really gassy food and I've got to use the toilet next to your bedroom for the next 24 hours.
Oh, so embarrassing using other people's toilets.
All of it.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one.
I mean, there's that weird thing of going, okay, I'll show you how the shower works. So, the subtext of that conversation is, I'm going to be naked in this room.
No one else is looking at it like that. Paul, by the way, just if you want to take all your clothes off and stand in that giant sink.
Oh, okay, Paul, this is where you're going to be washing your balls this week.
So immature.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't want to conduct this sort of business in your house.
No one.
I don't want to get naked in someone else's house.
I was like, why couldn't, as well, I thought this, they need to make, you know, like they're saying, well, phones are now getting universal chargers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so, you know, if you've got a Samsung or an iPad.
Is that a legal thing?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Right?
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, right.
When does that happen?
On top of that, universal showers. I've never been in someone else's house and just gone, well, I think I know how to use this shower. Every other shower you go, what?
And that's how it's not what you make until you're naked and you go like, I can't go back out there with this towel wrap.
Oh, no way.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, it's awful.
What's
this? And if you wake up before them, you ever do that? One of the shower soap. First thing that makes with your kids. And then the parents would be awake and you'd be on their sofa having to pretend to be asleep. Did you do that?
Oh.
I'd be on the sofa just pretending I was asleep.
I once stayed around at my friend's house and his mum came into the room while we were sleeping there, butt naked.
Hang on. Wait, who was butt naked?
His mum.
Why?
I don't know. She just walked into the room to sort of check something and then...
That is wrong!
Yeah.
That's not very 2020.
No.
No. You can't be doing that.
Sean, it was the 80s. It was a very different time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's the work. It's absolutely the work. All of that stuff, the washing, and just sort of like, oh man.
It's not when you have people around yours. I used to say this, you have people around yours, you always have to end up having to sit somewhere you never normally sit.
Well, it always seems like a nice idea, doesn't it? You go like, oh, we'll have a barbecue. And then all of a sudden you go like, why the fuck did I think this was a good idea?
Yeah.
People traipsing.
It's basically it's a hotel where you can't complain about the bad service. Because you lose a friendship.
In my bathroom, do you know what I mean?
I hate other people in my bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I cannot stand it. I'll let you have a wee, but no number two.
No, you can't.
No number two.
You can't say that, can you?
That's why I've got some friends. I'm not going to name them, but if for some reason if they do stay around on the occasion, I've had a friend stay over, and he said like in the morning, so I took a shower, and I just didn't want him naked in my bath.
Why are you whispering? He's not still in. Hello, mate. Sorry.
But I just lied and said I had no clean towels.
Incredible.
Because couldn't have him stood naked in my bath. Like a bath.
I had it recently. So we were back at my house. We'd been out and sort of went somewhere. We ended up back at my house. And my friend, he lives a 5-minute walk from my house. He's like, oh, can I just stay in? I was like,
what?
No, go home.
Get
out. Like, oh, cheers, mate. What, you're not going to be sleeping? I'm like, mate, no. I don't want to. Like, that's 2 days. I'm going to have to wake up and you're still here. Hello, mate.
No, you want to wake up and delete.
I would quite happily, and I'm not. So this isn't just me being. I would happily never stay at anyone else's and never have anyone stay at mine.
I think that about gifts.
Yes.
Presents.
That's slightly different.
Not to me, it's not.
Well,
here you go. You don't get me anything. I don't give you anything. Merry Christmas.
No.
Just easier.
It's not easier.
Of course it's not horrible. It'd be horrible if they got me a gift and I didn't get them a gift. It'd be horrible if they got me a gift and I didn't get them a gift. But the gift I'm giving them is, they don't have to get me a gift. That's a gift. You don't have to go and do a thing you don't really want to do.
I know. That sometimes, you know when people do, it's that kind of like, I don't want to say it's abusive because that is being a bit traumatic. When someone's like, I can remember sort of staying in a place with someone where you stay as comics and you stay away, and this person was like hell bent on cooking, and then they were like, I'm going to do, and I was like, oh well, I'm probably just going to. It's like, no, I'm going to make us burritos, and it's like, oh well, and then you start going, oh well, I've only just eaten, and you're like, mate, I don't want your fucking burrito. And then he brought one to the gig.
People are proud of their food, aren't they?
I know, absolutely. And do you know what? There is something, people like to go, I want to cook for you, and it's nice. Yeah. I just don't.
Food is the sort of universal way
It's breaking bread, isn't it? That's what they, you know.
And it's creating.
I broke bread with him. That is a sort of thing where it's kind of like, you know, that's sort of, in gangster films, it's like, I broke bread with that motherfucker. It's like, I sat down and ate.
What are you talking?
Have you never heard that expression before?
Of course I've heard broke bread, but what? Why are you bringing that up?
Well, it's just a kind of respect thing. It's sort of like, you know, if someone did something to you as a gangster, in a gangster film, he sort of said, you know, if I then skanked you for £2,000, you go like, I fucking can't believe that. I broke bread with this. No? I don't know why you're finding that funny. I'm agreeing with you, you prick. You've just made a point I'm agreeing with, and now...
I can't believe Tony's done that to me. I'm bread with that
bloke. Not I had bread with him. Let's sit down.
I had some sourdough bread with that.
Ask Scorsese, he'd know what I'd mean. He'd go, as a directing that, he'd go, look, listen, just remember, you two have broken bread. That's how serious this is.
Yeah. Okay, right, so something happened to me. So, in fact, we're talking about toilets. Don't want, you know, someone using your toilet, but I don't want to use someone else's toilet.
Well, also, when people stand around ours, our cats, if the toilet seat is up, go in and, like, dig in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll splash toilet water, and so someone will come around and not notice, and a little get left up, and I'm walking and there's like fucking toilet water all over the bathroom floor.
Right, yes. So, where are you on public toilets? Because I do as much as I can to avoid. I actually thought of doing this as like an app. Like you would have, you download the toilet app and it lets you know where all the, it rates toilets, public toilets and toilets in restaurants.
Yes.
So you know if you're in town.
If I'm in London, I will always go to like a top end hotel.
Yeah. Right. So same. Yeah. So I'm similar. But The other day I was having a... I was in La Paix Quotidienne.
Yeah.
Right?
No, well.
The toilet's okay in there.
Yeah.
Like, no gaps for the doors. Yeah. So it's pretty private. This is
very, very important.
This is me time.
Yeah.
Okay? I would like to relax.
Yeah.
Right? I do, it's me.
I don't like to relax on a public toilet. I like to spend as little time as possible. But I don't want
If I'm there, if I'm there and it's done, I'll...
Do you like Glastonbury then?
Well, Glastonbury, I'm in the...
Artist bit.
Yeah.
Are they flushing toilets?
No, you have to fill a cup up with soil and chuck it over your turd. The planet is dying, Paul. The planet is dying. Anyway, what I was going to say is, what is going on here when you're using a public toilet? Right?
Yeah.
Someone tries to open the door, right?
Yeah.
They try to open the door. It's clearly engaged. They can't get in.
What they try again.
No. Well, A, they try again. Those weirdos. B, just wait outside.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man! There is literally shit! Come on! Sorry to be vulgar, but there's shit coming out of my arse. And you're there!
Oh.
Go, exactly! Go away! If I try to open the door, right, and it's engaged... I go away and then come back and hope that they've gone.
Yeah.
You're standing outside, now I open the door, we made eye contact, you can smell what I just done. This is embarrassing. The whole point in the door is so that you can't see me.
I mean, I'm quite lucky.
Like, and now what's the point in the door? You've just seen me, you can smell that. I might as well have just done it in front of you.
That's what I might as well just shit on the floor, mate.
It's true.
Yeah.
What do you wait?
No.
So you pull the door.
Yeah.
If it's engaged, what happens? You're off.
Well, I might wait nearby.
What's nearby?
I'm not going to go back to my table. Are you?
Yeah.
But then...
I don't want
you
to
run
see.
The risk of someone else getting up and you've lost your place in the queue.
That is the risk I run.
So,
I
mean,
I live on the edge.
It's obviously not... If you really need to go to the toilet...
Well, I will never just wait outside the door.
Okay.
I don't want to see that person. It's not natural the way human beings do it. It's completely messed up. No other creature goes to the same place to take a dump as everyone else. You know, like a dog will go, right, okay, where can I find, where's a clean patch?
I'll have a little sniff around, make right? sure, yeah.
We go to the place.
Yeah, I know. Where there are things weird. You know, that you can flush it away. You know, you can't.
It's disgusting, man.
Oh, it's horrible. But it's
it's not right. It should just be the woods. We should be in the woods just sort of going away and finding a nice clean tree.
So, would you rather shit in a bush if you had toilet roll with you
right.
than use a public toilet?
What, is someone going to see me?
No.
No, I'll shit in the woods. Lovely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What about washing your hands?
Well, I've not touched the shit, have I?
You've not touched the shit?
No.
So this brings me on to something else I hate.
What?
Shaking hands.
Good one.
I mean...
Hugging.
We'll stick with this. You don't like hugging?
Go with shaking
I'd
hands.
I'd rather hug someone than shake their hand.
Why?
I will hug people that I don't know well enough to hug to avoid shaking their hand.
Fist bump. It's all about the fist bump is amazing.
But the thing is, what about when you're third in the round, someone's going, all right, see, that, and they've shaken everyone else's hand, and I go, that guy was having a piss at the same time as me, and he definitely didn't wash his hands.
Right.
You know,
you just put out your fist.
I do.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, and then, you know when people comment, they go, oh, gone for the hygienic fist bump there.
No one's ever commented.
I've had people say
that's because you hang around with comics. That's a comic saying that, isn't it? A normal person wouldn't go, all the hygienic fist bump.
No, yeah,
fist bump. Because
right.
Comics have to shake hands more often because when you go to work, there are some people there that you've not seen in 3 weeks, not seen in nine
so
months.
So I'm a germaphobe, so I would be, if I've come out of the toilet at the same time as someone and they've not washed their hands, I'm now aware of the fact that they've not washed their hands. So they'll be like...
I actually washed my hands because I knew you were here.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, if someone's had a piss and come out and then you might as well just shake their dick.
Shake
you literally
dick.
Go.
Dick.
Oh, I'm then aware of the fact that I've shaked. If it's someone I don't know well enough to sort of go. I mean, if someone doesn't wash their hands. So, for example, you see someone and you all see people come out of the cubicle. You go, you've just had a shit. and not washed your hands.
No, no one has a shit. Paul. No one has a shit that doesn't wash their hands.
I've seen people do this. I used to work in this call centre in Brighton where you worked there for 2 days. Yeah. And there was about 350 people. So they were busy toilets where, just as a side note, you could turn the lights off and put the whole thing into blackout, which was incredible because sometimes you go in and all the cubicles were full and all the way out you just turn
that's amazing.
You did, oh, fucking hell! but I'd see people regularly come out the cubicle and
how do you know they've had a shit? They've not had a shit. They've had a wee. No one's had a
these
shit and not washing their hands.
Had a shit and not washed their hands.
Oh man! So
and then they're coming out. You know, you use.
But why? But why don't you don't say they might as well shake their dick?
Yeah.
But like my D right now, it's not dead.
I'd call it your D again.
but my like,
definitely won't point at it when it's just two of us.
but it's not. It's not dirty. It's not dirty. My dick.
We're not talking about your dirty.
it's cleaner than my hands. Of course, it's cleaner than my hands.
It's just the way it's just down there, isn't it? It's festering. It's next.
Festering.
It's next to your balls. It's sweating. It generates.
My hands are dirtier than my balls.
It generates its own dirt.
How does it?
Just by being...